Want to know how it's working in Tallahassee? Well, just belly up to a bar in the Capitol. Working for a
living. It's working. Working 9 to 5. It's working.
As Regan McCarthy reports in the fourth part of our series, it's not just the college crowd bars are aiming at any longer.
For years, Florida State University has been ranked among the top party schools in the nation. So it's no surprise Tallahassee has its share of college watering holes. But what a bar looks like in the city has
Don't
been changing.
Break up too much. Right this way.
Alchemy, modeled after a 1920s speakeasy, opened about a year ago. There's a hidden door and a bartender who's well-versed in the classics and always ready with a fresh recommendation.
I've got something perfect for you. It's called the Corpse Reviver No. 2. It's the first energy drink of the 1800s. It has a lot of citrus flavors, lemon forward, and then you have a little orange underneath with the Cointreau, and then you use Lillet, which is fortified white wine, underneath that as well. A little simple syrup to sweeten up the edge.
That's Evan Baum. He went to the International Bartending School in Michigan at the age of 15 and has been mixing drinks ever since. In fact, he knows more than 14 versions of the old-fashioned, some that come from an old mixology book his grandfather used to use. But all of that knowledge comes at a price. Maybe the best deal at Alchemy is a $38 punch bowl, best shared with 6 to 8 people. But Stephen Leon, a patron who's trying a gin drink called a slapstick, says the price is well worth it.
I'd rather have 2 or 3 good drinks than to go to the Strip and get a watered-down rum and coke or, you know, you're paying for a thimble-sized drink that you're paying $4 for. And I don't know. I think as I grow older, it's nice to just have to have better quality than quantity.
Chad Kittrell is the owner of Hunter & Harp, the firm that operates Alchemy and a number of other nightlife establishments. Kittrell says he sees evidence in his bars of the economic recovery Tallahassee is supposed to be enjoying, but not in the way one might think. He says during the recession, instead of cutting back on how much they drank, people just asked for something on a lower shelf.
Social settings like that will always have a place, no matter what someone's budgets are. But they just will be driven by what they consume. The volume is something that's very hard to change. They prefer to change types of liquor and beer.
Kittrell says at his establishments, he's seen increases in sales for higher quality drinks and bottle services. And across the street at Waterworks, a 1960s-style tiki bar, owner Don Quarello says business has been good for him lately, too.
People always thought that the bar business was recession-proof, and it is not. 2007 to 2010, business dipped a little bit. And starting in 2011, things definitely turned around. We are now back to the sales of the pre-recession years and actually started building on that to where we're above that now.
And the numbers back that up. According to the Tallahassee Economic Index, which uses sales at drinking establishments as one way to measure the local economy, sales have been increasing. And the number of alcohol licenses issued to local businesses in 2012 nearly doubled from the year before that. That means more competition. For example, 2 period bars across the street from one another and a third not far away. But Quarello says that's okay, adding that a little variety keeps people from getting bored, something he says Tallahassee needs to avoid the brain drain he's seen since he attended Florida State University in the 80s. But he says that requires a careful balance.
Tallahassee is a really sweet town, and the people here tend to be genuine, sincere, and polite, and easy to get along with. So you don't want to lose that. So it's great if people decide to move here, but maybe the more people that move here, maybe, and you don't want to gentrify Tallahassee either. You don't want to change it. You can always improve any city, but you don't want to certainly make it worse.
Quarello says change can be a good thing, but it's also important to preserve the city's character.
I think it's important that the established businesses that made Tallahassee good to begin with are able to survive all that, too. So I mean, you want Whole Foods to be here, sure, but you want New Leaf to stick around as well. So it's really important that people understand that Tallahassee shouldn't just become another corporate world where a giant corporation in another part of the world throws a dart at the map and says, oh, we're going to open up here.
And another sign of change Kittrell says he's noticed is that rather than being spread out around town, the drinking establishments are starting to group themselves in certain neighborhoods. That's come to the attention of Tallahassee transportation officials, too.
We have really good entertainment bones, and this is going to be the tendons that are going to hold them together.
That's Samuel Scheib. He's the senior planner at Star Metro. He says the concentrations of bars led the city to plan a late-night trolley on weekends with stops at some of the city's major night spots.
I really don't think that half of those places were open for business, certainly not 5 years ago. I don't think this would have made sense to do 5 years ago, but there has just been so much activity. So many businesses have invested.
But what's all this change mean for the old guard? The dive bars with no fancy cocktails. Here's Bill Hasselback, the owner of Leon Pub.
Well, I'm concerned. In Midtown, when I opened, there wasn't much in Midtown. There was a cab stand. Paradise and myself was it. and Ken's Liquor Lounge. Which is now Waterworks. And it's blown up a lot.
But he says even if people aren't buying a $3 can of beer, they're still probably paying less for one of the hundreds of kinds of beer he offers than they would for a fancy drink at one of the places nearby. Hasselback says his plan is to just keep, in his words, doing what he does well. He says even with all the changes the city's seen, he still thinks there'll be plenty of room for a place like his. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.
In our final segment, Tom Flanagan wraps up our series with this sobering thought. There are some categories of people who may not be included in Tallahassee's economic plans. That when How's It Working in Tallahassee concludes Friday.